From Spark and Anvil and CircuitForge, this is Flow, in Chapter 1 of the CircuitForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Flo was a river otter. She was also an electrician. She wasn't much older than 12, but she knew her stuff. She wore a bright orange vest. Pinned to the front was her favorite tool, a small current meter. A little arrow on it glowed, always pointing the way. Her fur was the color of cream. Her paws were tipped with copper. She was small and quick, and she loved watching electrons. "Electrons moving through wires," she'd say. Her voice was a happy chirp, measured in amperes. Her meter was special. It showed how many amperes were flowing. An ampere is just a way to count how many electrons zip past a certain spot each second. The glowing arrow showed which way they were going. Flo's whole job was about electric current. That's the big name for getting electrons to move. Most kids thought electricity was magic, a mysterious sap. But Flo knew it wasn't a mystery at all.
"It's just a flow," she'd explained, "like water in a river. The flow of electrons is called current, and you measure it in amperes. One tricky thing was direction. Most engineers drew arrows pointing from the plus side of a battery to the minus side, but the electrons themselves actually flow the other way. They zoom from minus to plus. It was a weird old mix-up, but Flo knew the secret. The tiny electrons were what really moved." Flo grew up by the rivers of CircuitForge. Her family had always been watchers of the water. For generations, they had tracked the currents. They counted how many fish swam by each second. They knew that flow was something you could measure. A river's flow, an electron's flow. It was the same idea, just with much, much tinier things. One day, the master electrician Watt asked her, "What is current?" Flo stood tall. "Electrons moving through wires," she said, "measured in amperes."
Watt nodded. "You are appointed." In her workshop, Flo loved to show how it all worked. "Watch this," she chirped. She took a battery and a small light. It was an LED that glowed blue. She connected them with wires. She also clipped her special meter into the line. The LED lit up. A soft blue glow filled her paws. "See?" Flo pointed to her meter. "It reads 20 milliamps. That's a tiny bit of an ampere, but it's flowing." She topped one wire. "The current is 20 milliamps here." She topped another spot, and it's 20 milliamps here too. It's the same everywhere in the loop. What goes in must come out. Next, she pointed to a tiny switch in the wire. Click!
She flipped it open. The blue light vanished. The meter on her vest dropped to zero. "I broke the path," she said. "The electrons can't make a full circle. Current needs a complete loop. No loop, no flow." Click! She flipped the switch back. The LED glowed again. The meter jumped back to 20. "The loop is closed," she said. "The electrons are moving." Flo then put on a pair of thick safety gloves. "A wire isn't full of electricity," she said. "It's full of electrons, but they don't go anywhere without a push from a battery, and they need a complete path to follow." To show what happens when the path goes wrong, she set up a special circuit. It had a safety fuse. "This is a short circuit," she warned. "Never try this." She carefully touched two bare wires together. The current now had a shortcut. It skipped the LED completely. Zzz.
A tiny spark crackled. The wire started to get hot. Instantly, there was a soft thwip sound. The little fuse in her circuit had popped. Everything went dead. "The current got way too high," Flo explained. She pointed to the broken fuse. "It took the easy path. That made the wire heat up. Fuses are a good thing. They are weak links that break on purpose. They stop the flow to prevent a fire. Safety first." Flo looked up, her eyes bright.
My name is Flo, and my job is to teach you about current. She held up one of her copper-tipped paws. It's not magic, it's just electrons in motion. She smiled. Once you understand the loop, you understand a lot. You know why one broken wire stops everything. You know why short circuits are dangerous. And you know why the flow is the same in every part of the loop. She tapped her meter one last time. Electrons moving through wires, she said softly, measured in amperes. Her whiskers lifted into a happy little smile, and a warm, glad feeling flowed through her, the same steady joy she felt watching the river run, knowing that once you can see the flow, you never feel afraid of it again.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to flow. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.